This is URN,
the Drama Show Breakdown.
Welcome back to the Drama Show. It's 8 minutes to four, which means so many lies. So, contestants, please introduce yourselves.
Sam Edwards.
I'm Ella.
Jamie Drew.
So, on So Many Lies, these three will give a lecture on a certain subject, which is going to be mostly made up of lies, but concealed within the lies, there are five truths. Have we got five truths, everyone?
Yes. The rules of the game.
Goody, good. It's just Jack last week had four truths, and that messed up the whole system, and flip.
I'm willing to let it slide because I won by an amazing margin last time.
We don't need to talk about last week. Move on.
8-0-0, I believe.
Oh, yes, of course. And we also have with us the judges as well, because apparently I can't give out points correctly.
No, you're not.
I need to be monitored. So I'll be monitored by our two judges. So who are we going to kick off with?
I'll kick off the proceedings.
Just in general or the game?
Yeah, I'm going to start kicking off in the studio right now. So my chosen subject will be Joseph Stalin. And let me begin. Joseph Stalin was a very controversial figure in world history. He is best known for the fact that he was hot when he was younger, and how every student discusses how hot young Joseph Stalin was at one point in their school years.
He was hot.
No, that's not point worthy. Well done, he was hot.
But everyone does discuss it.
Well, it's not a truth. No, not everyone, because that's
when we say hot, we mean like attractiveness,
well,
right?
No, we mean attractiveness, but no, that's not a point. Sorry, that's not... Well, no.
Judges.
Of course it's a point.
No, it isn't a point.
Have you seen Stalin?
Well, no, here's the thing. Once again, hotness and beauty is in the eye of the beholder. It's not something we can judge on.
Yes, but the second part of that was that every student discusses it, which is
true.
Does
every student discuss it?
Yes.
How is that true?
If Stalin comes up...
I discussed it.
Has anyone discussed it here? Hands up.
Yep.
Yeah, people are putting their hands up.
We've got everyone's hand up except for Sam.
He's not every student.
I'm going to rule that it is point worthy.
It's not point worthy.
It's point worthy. Well, Jamie gets a point.
Well, now I have 6 points, so you've ruined the game. We're stopping this. Okay.
I'm sorry if you're playing the game wrong.
Sam took it really seriously he said he was going to kick
Jamie
off.
Jamie won. Yeah, Sam, continue.
Okay. We're not modelling on page 3 for Pravda. Stalin also liked walks on the beach, making shoes, as any good Christian does, going to church.
Waka waka.
What?
Well, he did train to be a priest, so maybe he does like church.
No.
Other than the fact that then like he took up an ideology that where they despise church. But before that... Shut up, Joe.
No. No.
I
just
think he was
no.
something of an atheist.
But yeah. Before that, he was an Orthodox.
Judges.
Stop trying to wrangle points out of my script.
No points.
Nil point. Let me continue.
Continue.
Stalin was ever the devilish rogue, even before the whole mass murder thing. A serial litterer, jaywalker, and bank robber. Stalin was...
Waka waka, he was a bank robber.
That is correct.
Yes.
He didn't rob the bank himself,
no.
But he did organise a bank robbery. And, you know, well done, Stalin. You're our own Ronnie Briggs. Stalin was seen as a renegade who could put it all on the line for the party line. Before the successful October Revolution, Lenin proposed that if communism didn't really work out, they should write a buddy cop radio drama with them as the stars.
That would be fantastic.
It would be, Stalin and Lenin. After the October Revolution, indeed, during the death of Lenin, Stalin made it very clear he was looking for a nicer, more democratic system in the Politburo. Best seen when he took a vote on which Saab implement they were going to bury in Trotsky's head. He was also notoriously frugal. When paper supplies were low, he would write his political commentary on napkins, phone books, and pictures of male models he'd gotten from his modelling agency.
Waka waka. Other than the modelling agency bit, that is potentially true.
What?
Okay, sometimes shaking his head.
No.
What's bit confirmed? What bit you think is true?
That he would write his political points on napkins.
Ooh.
No. He wasn't right. Sorry.
All right, point to Sam.
Truly a man who was enigma. He had many principles and quips, including never trust a man who drinks. Although it turned diplomacy with Churchill into a drinking contest, I'm sure it quite made him the man of the people.
Waka waka. He did have a drinking contest.
He did. He got absolutely right off his head with Churchill, I think during negotiations for World War II after World War II, and it was a pretty massive party in epic proportions. Just two two men sitting down having a nice drink together. I've really, really loved it.
Do we know who won the drinking contest?
No, we don't know who won the drinking contest, but to be honest, I think it's Stalin because that man's
because
Russian.
Stalin.
That man's Russian.
No stereotypes there whatsoever.
No stereotypes. It's not racist if it's true.
Continue.
Alas, Stalin couldn't last forever. There was enough.
He couldn't last forever. He is dead.
Wow, judges. That's a massively great insight. Don't ask judges, because that's barely a point.
Judges.
I can't argue with that, because it is true.
I personally feel like that should get double points, to be honest.
No!
You're the expert. Can you confirm that he is dead?
No, he isn't, actually.
Is he what?
He's still alive. Like how, like, Rastafarians believe Selassie is still alive. This man's still alive in my heart, and... in all the
judges
sort of,
does trans what's called trans
no that that's a lie you have no heart he can't be alive in your heart I'm gonna go
thanks,
with
thanks,
point
Brianna.
To Jamie
thanks Brianna
we need air horns for that
burn okay
I feel like you're nasty comments like that Brianna I can't let you be a judge like that if you're gonna
oh
be
my
goodness,
well no
like
she's
that.
She's perfect at judging people so
okay
yeah. Boom.
It's my job
boom.
Okay, so continue, sir.
Alas, Stalin couldn't last forever. There weren't enough kulaks in Russia. At the time of his death, there were many conspiracy theories being bandied about as to the cause of his death. These included poisoned cigars by the CIA, a spiked Ooh. Bottle of absinthe from old Winston, and even bizarrely enough, that he was murdered by a crazed Georgian sex offender named Beria, who was impersonating a Soviet Politburo member. It seemed that even in death, Stalin never escaped the wacky hijinks and stories that surrounded his life. You'll never see another like him, I assure you.
Thank you, Sam. So, how many truths do you think you got past there?
I definitely got at least two truths through there.
Brilliant. And what were they?
The two truths that I got through were writing his political commentary on pictures of male models. Or
no what? Way! That was the one I discounted!
Yeah, you discounted it. It was really funny. I was like so close, like, should I say?
No.
But yeah,
no.
He wrote his... political commentary sometimes on pictures of nude men, not of a sort of a homoerotic reasoning, but just because, I guess, aesthetic perfection. And also, there is a conspiracy theory, actually expounded by the man himself, Beria, the Georgian sort of Politburo member, who was a sex offender, notorious issue. Stalin wouldn't even let his own daughter be anywhere near the man, did claim that he killed Stalin.
Ooh.
And Khrushchev actually purged him right after Stalin's death so he couldn't take power. So those are at least two, definitely two, passed. All quite really good on the mark, but although you got a lot of points for things that weren't in there, so I'm kind of...
That was Jamie. I feel I've worked hard in this.
Oh, yeah. I also... sorry, third thing...
No offence, Jamie.
Third thing I did actually slip through, he was the son of a Georgian shoemaker.
Ooh.
So he did make shoes. Before,
I was thinking he seemed like a bit of a Ron Swanson type. He seemed like he would make his own shoes.
Yeah, no, he did make shoes. So I slipped through 3 points there. So
he'd make his own shoes and kill millions of his own people. He sounds like a Ron Swanson.
Sounds
type,
like
yeah.
My
and
Friday
millions
nights.
Of other people. Don't forget that.
Sorry,
I'm standing up for the polls here.
Oh yeah,
the polls. Okay.
Okay, so thank you so much for that, Sam. Before we go on to the next round, where Ella will be doing her lecture on Lincolnshire,
both
where we hailed from, we're going to hear that familiar song from the good old Made in Chelsea with Midnight City by M83. So thank you there, Midnight City. We are now going to go on to the great topic that has, you know, profounded everyone for the last thousands of years, and that is Lincolnshire.
Oh,
Ella,
yes.
Please continue with your lecture.
Okay. Lincoln, or that place you've never heard of, despite living an hour away from, has dropped from being the third largest city in the UK to the third smallest. By which, of course, I mean nothing happens there, ever. Saying that, there are three main events each year. The annual potato race from Lincoln to Highcombe, in which over 4,000 people, or half the population of the city, take part. The famous welly-wanging competition on the Lincolnshire Showground every August, founded 72 years ago by the Lincoln Wellington Club. And of course...
Buzz.
Ooh.
Do they have a welly-wanging contest?
No.
Oh.
Oh, I thought they might have done.
And the Lincoln Wellington Club has nothing to do with Wellingtons. So it's just based in Wellington. I thought, ha-ha, there's a joke
ha-ha,
in that.
Indeed. Yes, there is.
And of course, who doesn't know about the World Egg Throwing Championship, in which eggs are lobbed at competitors at over 120 miles per hour? For instance, after... oh, wait, I've lost a paragraph. Bear with me, everybody.
Do you want me to put on some like lift music?
No, it's okay.
Or something?
I've just cut a sentence out.
I'll find some lift music. I will find some.
Okay. Okay.
Just to let you know, I have put on some like 1950s Hollywood style romance track.
Awesome. What it sums up Lincolnshire so well.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, stuck in the '50s. Yeah. Yeah. Brilliant.
That if you live there, then that makes perfect sense.
It does, yes.
After moving to the city in 1592, Sir John Steep, with an E at an end, that is...
Buzz, does it have an E at the end?
It does, but that isn't actually a truth. That's just something I've written down.
Judges!
So well, no. Hold on, if you can give a point for Stalin was hot and people like to talk about how he's hot.
Stalin was hot.
Yeah, well, he was hot.
I would feel bad not giving him the point now.
No,
yeah.
That's fine.
So much we laid in for
that. I am being quite pernickety.
So,
trying to
so you're
Arthur's
saying sabotage. That the name of a man I may or may not have made up is spelled correctly.
How did you spell it?
I spelled it S-E-E-P-E. And you're saying that is
there's
correct because that's how I spelled it.
Judges, it's your choice, guys. What do you think?
I feel like we can't just give points for how much we love Jamie's commentary.
That's fair.
Let's give
it
to Ella.
You don't need to give her a point just because.
Well, technically you do. It was an incorrect buzzer. It was an incorrect
awesome.
Buzzer.
I'm gaining points with it.
Okay. Continue, Ella.
After moving to the city in 1592, Sir John Steep, regardless of how you spell his name, wanted somewhere to sledge in winter, so commissioned the build of a hill with a ridiculously steep gradient. This meant decades of work in lifting one quarter of the city nearly 1,000 feet to accommodate his demand. Unfortunately, the work took such a long time that Steep never lived to see it completed. His grandson, William Steep, however, officially opened the hill for the public nearly 60 years later, naming it Steep's Hill in honour of his grandfather, for accidentally slipping and falling down the hill, breaking his neck in the process. Because of the gradient of the hill and the tendency for people to fall and injure themselves while climbing it, the locals quickly dropped the last E of John Steep's name and now call it Steep Hill in mockery of his memory. Although there are some hills, Lincolnshire is still pretty flat, being 97% farmland. Bearing this in mind, it is unsurprising that the country produces over half of the food eaten in the UK. The demand for such high quantities of food means that families are frequently evicted from their houses so that entire villages can be flattened to make room for more fields. For instance, the people of the small hamlet known as Wasp's Nest were smoked out of their homes and forced to construct a makeshift shelter in the roof of someone's attic.
Buzz, is there a place called Wasp's Nest?
There is. That isn't actually a truth, but there is a place called Wasp's Nest.
In Lincolnshire?
Yeah. Give him that. Mm.
What a point. Why? For that, even though the topic was wrong.
I feel like it was impressive.
Oh, okay, yeah,
knowledge.
That's true. Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah, a judge's call.
What do you think? Was Ella smart to actually include somewhere that was real, but the thing that happened to it did not actually happen, so thus deceiving Jamie? Or did Jamie once again just break the rules and get another point after finding the truths?
Giving him points.
Please, find the truths. Is there a real place in Lincolnshire that even though she's made up a fictional history to it, if it's a fictional... I've lost track of what I was saying. Can I have a point?
No, that's the question. What do we think? What do we think,
can
judges?
Can he have a point? Can he have a point?
What do we think?
I'm going to say it was impressive knowledge, but I'm going to say no because I feel like you're hinting points.
A point to
Well,
Ella,
I'm then. Sorry if I'm playing the game properly. I'm sorry. So instead of me getting a point on
can
the basis that it? I'm getting too many points, you're just going to give the point to someone else?
Just to let you
know,
Jamie.
She's winning.
Just to let you know, Jamie, the 1950s Hollywood music is getting really dramatic. She was like, please, just give me some points. He was like, no, I can't give you points. Not again. Not again. Continue, Ella.
Thank you. The place names of Lincolnshire are also fascinating in themselves. It is said that Charles Dickens, on his frequent visits to the Lincolnshire Wolds, became enamoured with the provincial names and endeavoured to use as many as possible for his characters. Mavis Enderby, Drinsey Nook, Corby Glen and Booby Pagnell all make appearances on the pages of Dickens' novels. Lindrick Dale and Kirby Muxlow were unfortunately overlooked. Despite being the largest county in the UK, Lincolnshire has tried to sever ties with as many of its 12 neighbouring counties as possible. Northamptonshire has been treated worse because of this, with their shared border getting smaller and smaller, now to lessen the width of a swimming pool in order to keep those damn southerners out. Of course, neither are people particularly happy about sharing a border with Yorkshire, but then, who would be? Indeed, Lincoln is a vibrant and thriving place, and its yellow-bellied citizens are a truly fascinating people, including Henry VII, Dawn French and the notorious Margaret Thatcher, who, by the way, is now worshipped as a god there among its famous past faces.
Thank you, Ella.
I just need that song playing at all times in my life.
It sounds so lovely and dramatic, isn't it?
I'm going to call it now. I reckon she got a lot of points with that because no one...
I'm saying
four. I think no one knows or cares about Lincolnshire.
Well, there was. She sneaked in a fact right at the end with good old Margaret Thatcher.
She's not actually worshipped as a god.
No,
I'm sure she
although
is.
Although they are thinking of naming a bypass after her, so
they're naming a bypass England.
Yeah,
after
everyone's
her.
Kind of annoyed because where I live, in the village I live, that bypass is going to cut off our main route into town, and then they're going to rub salt into the wound by calling it Thatcher.
That sounds like something Margaret Thatcher would do.
Wow. But for the name of progress, right, guys? Come on.
I apologise on behalf of everybody in Lincolnshire for Margaret Thatcher? I'm sorry.
Apologise.
Okay, so what truths did you get? Past the fact that it did used to be the third largest city in the UK back in the 13th century because of the growing wool trade. It's not actually the third smallest now, though. It's like 14th smallest. There is a World Egg Throwing Championship every year.
120 miles an hour.
120 miles per hour, yep.
Is that from someone throwing it?
Yeah. I have this written down. Lincolnshire does hold the World Egg Throwing Competition every June in Swayton. And I have a friend who actually takes part in this. Contestants have to produce a gravity-powered egg-hurling device to launch an egg to a waiting member. Eggs can travel at speeds of up to 120 miles per hour, and distances to be achieved start at 30 metres and go up to 150 metres.
Oh, crikey.
Wow.
It's a very exciting place, Lincolnshire. Within like three paragraphs of absolute nonsense, so well done for avoiding those, other than Jamie. The border between Northampton and Lincolnshire is only 19 metres wide.
Really?
It's the smallest in the UK, so it is less than the length of a swimming pool.
Nice.
That is a famous fact. People born in Lincolnshire are known as yellow bellies.
Yeah, true.
No one's really sure why, although I've always been told it's because the military wore bright yellow waistcoats. Although, I found this out online.
Just going off in my mind, thinking I should have known.
I found this online, that there's an old belief that if a person born in Lincolnshire placed a shilling on their stomach and slept flat on their back all night, the shilling would have turned into a gold sovereign the next morning, which is why the yellow bellies came about, which I think is nonsense. What? But I really wish it had. I mean, I wasn't born in Lincolnshire, unfortunately.
I've heard a few stories about why they're called yellow bellies, but they are the most poetic and imaginative I've actually heard.
Lincolnshire hasn't just discovered, you know, the way to perfect alchemy.
Yeah.
Maybe
is,
that's...
Is this what, you know, Isaac Newton and people have been missing? Just instead of going through all sorts of chemical experiments, just putting a coin in their belly button for a bit.
Isaac Newton from Lincolnshire, Margaret Thatcher.
Yes.
Yeah.
Isaac Newton. And Tennyson and all these people.
Yeah, all these lovely people.
And Robert Webb and Jennifer Saunders.
So yep, just of course.
Add them to the list. Mm. So I think...
you did Dawn French to throw us off the Jennifer Saunders.
Yes, I did. Well noted. So I think that's five truths that I smuggled past, and I'm now going to do
five?
A dance of joy.
You managed to sneak past all five truths.
I have got Jamie back for the armadillo fiasco last week.
Yeah, let's not give Jamie any points. He's having too many points. What are the scores at the moment, let's ask?
Okay, we will give that information after your lecture. Which would you like to go with right now, Jamie?
Okay, yeah.
And what's your lecture on?
It is on the city of Nottingham.
Ah, fantastic.
Today I'm going to be talking to you about the city of Nottingham.
Waka waka, you are.
Oh! Now, here's the problem.
I'm going to do it, Jamie.
That was a lie.
Now, the issue with this, I think this has now gone too far.
Charles, okay. Both of you.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Sam.
Give me points.
Okay, Sam's got a point now. Because he's the only one.
That was a cunning diversion. This is actually about something entirely different.
One all day by Ella. Come on now. That was one.
You're turning this into mediocrity. It's ridiculous. It's going downhill, you know.
All right.
We've got to keep the prestige that this show has, especially the So Many Lies segment, of course. Thank you, Sam, for keeping things going
well. No problem, G.
You too. Now I'm going to continue with my script, and you're all going to feel very silly for allowing that point.
Oh.
Next paragraph. You see, I fooled you. It was a Rick Roll all along.
Best Rick Roll ever.
My talk isn't on Nottingham, but on the singer/songwriter Rick Astley.
So much better. I'm in love with him.
This is
Jamie a point.
Okay, Jamie's now got 10 points.
No.
No.
Continue. Let's see. But you guys have still got time to get points.
No, we don't.
Okay, yes, I'm
Ella, you're miles in the lead. So try and get some points out of this.
We just gave him 10, so she's not.
No, you're not in the lead anymore, but continue.
Oh,
continue, Jamie.
Thanks, Joe. This is why we have judges, not you.
So close.
Continue, Jamie.
Now for some facts about Rick. The first and perhaps most important fact is that Rick Astley is widely held to be the best act ever. However, having been granted this particular accolade, Rick had to move house to avoid the flood of fan mail and avoid a relentless horde of Rick chicks, the colloquial name for his fans at the time. Eventually, the situation became so bad that in 1993, Rick had to retire from the music industry and joined a witness protection programme. This, at least, made it fairer to other musicians who had been left in Rick's shadow for 6 long years. In his years out of the spotlight, Rick took the time to pursue other humanitarian projects he was passionate about. These included digging 187 wells in Madagascar, writing a paper on a potential cure for Reye's disease, and even a brief stint in the FBI, although any missions he was involved in are still held confidentially under the Official Secrets Act. But perhaps the most fascinating aspect about Rick Astley is his ability to blend seamlessly into all cultures, races and creeds. In fact, until 1987, it was widely believed that he was in fact a black man. It was only after a statement by the NAACP that this was proven false, and Rick was fined an undisclosed sum for his offensive use of dark makeup.
Can I just point out it's the NAACP?
Did I not say AA?
No.
No.
Oh, no.
I've not written down AA, so I'm very sorry.
Judges, does that mean minus 10
You're
points
pointing
for Jamie?
Out on
yes!
Minus 10 points for...
Minus 9 points.
9 is minus 9, on. Okay. Cool. Yeah. If you can't say... What's it called? Not acronyms, are they acronyms?
NAACP.
Yeah.
You're just as bad as the
Is it pronounced double A rather than
double A? Oh, no, it could be NAACP, but if you say that, then there's a tendency to miss out the second A. Or the first A.
And the
A's
stand for something.
You know, African American.
Yeah, they stand for something.
Yeah. Man, don't just marginalise that group,
I'm
okay?
Not
yeah, you're forgetting about them and you're putting them to the sidelines. You're thinking it doesn't matter. Continue, Jamie. Think about what you've done.
And
continue.
Ella is now in the lead once again. Continue.
Yes, continue.
What else has Rick been up to, you ask? Well, Rick is, as his song suggests, no stranger to love. He's had 4 wives in the past 10 years, 2 of which have been at the same time. In fact, it is widely believed that the first ever victim of the Rick role was Lene Bulziger, Astley's then wife. When she was walking down the aisle, she was expecting someone else at the altar, but there Rick was. In a later interview, she was quoted as saying, "I was surprised at first, but when I was up there, I just thought, what the hell? I'm very glad I did." The two eventually separated when she accused him of spending too much time on his charity work and not enough time with his family. The ensuing legal proceedings were lengthy and included the long legal battle for the custody of their twin children and a violent disagreement about the ownership of a particular Pixar DVD. Astley's lawyer had this to say, "My client is willing to give you custody of his entire Disney DVD collection, apart from one. He is never going to give you up."
Thank you, Jamie. So...
Are we all just glossing over the joke at the end there? That was...
Yeah.
Just ignore it. Don't encourage him.
Yeah.
I think we should see
So, how many truths did you manage to sneak past?
I have managed to sneak past 5.
Wow,
I wasn't risking my lead.
Yeah, okay, so there we go. 5 points
I
for Jamie.
For mediocrity.
Yep, a very bitter Sam in the corner. So what are the scores? Let's work out the scores. So,
Sam, okay.
Do you want to hear the truth?
Yeah, I want to know the truth. I am a huge fan of Rick Astley.
I completely forgot.
Yeah, this has been to a Rick Astley concert.
I'm a
it was great. He did a Daft Punk cover and everything.
I remember as a child going into a supermarket and buying a Rick Astley CD and the woman at the counter just giving me the strangest look ever.
And I'm sorry, don't say he's only had one hit. He had 2 number 1s and he is the only British male to have his first 8 singles all go into the top 10. So
wow.
Come on, Jamie, let's fight his corner.
He's more than a one hit wonder, I'll have you know.
He's a 2-hit wonder.
There's at least 4 I can think of off the top of my head.
Mm. Jamie, the truths.
Rick Astley was voted the best act ever in 2008 in the MTV Music Awards.
Really?
So, yeah, this was at the height of Rick rolling, so perhaps nice. It wasn't necessarily truthful, but 5 million people voted.
It's nonsense. Bon Jovi exists then.
Yeah.
Okay. He did have to retire from music in 1993 because he wanted to focus on his family life. So he could have put out a lot more songs if he wanted to, but he chose his family instead. Are you feeling
ridiculous? Sure he was the next Bob Dylan. Sure he was the next, like, Mozart. Yeah. That's why everyone knows him for one song. That's
what?
I feel Sam's not a fan of Rick Astley.
I'm just and even less forever, so man. Now. That was a great one.
Well, no, apparently I'm not a fan. Apparently I'm not a fan of anything.
Together forever with you. And don't you know I would...
Jamie, the next truth.
Yes, my apologies.
That is a great song.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Please play Rick Astley next.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I don't want to anger Sam. Okay. I
can't get any worse.
Things aren't going well for Sam at the moment.
Cold smash.
Rick Astley did have a brief stint in the FBI, except it was a band called the FBI, in which she played the drums. What else? Okay, yes. He was married to Lene Bozager. However, they are still married. They've been married for quite a long time, and they have one child between them. And there's another one, which I've... somewhere. Oh, yes, and there was a conspiracy for quite a long time that lots of people thought he was black. It was that his voice came from somewhere else and that he was just a white front man.
Oh, wow.
Here's an interesting fact about Rick Astley while we're on the topic. He started off as Stock Aitken and Waterman's tea boy before they discovered he could sing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
See, proves I'm actually a fan of Rick Astley.
Yeah. Wow, from such humble beginnings, making cups of tea, to become the best artist of all time. All time. Sam, what do you think about that? All time. Best Rick Astley. All time.
There's nothing to say apart from no.
Just straight up no.
No.
5 million people disagree.
5 million.
And two of them are in this room.
5 million. I don't care if it's 5 million people. It can't be all 5 million people for one.
No, that's probably true, but you know. And how did you vote? If you care enough, you should have voted.
And how did the voting work? Who knows? It wasn't just
It was an MTV internet poll.
Oh, so it could have been stuffed the ballots by a bunch of people for, haha, Rick Astley, what a funny...
I'm sure the MTV people took the appropriate precautions.
Yeah,
I'm sure they did. Because this is a prestigious award.
Mm. So, now onto another prestigious award. We've got who wins this week's So Many Lies.
I'm so nervous.
I'm sorry, Sam. You are in third place.
How many points?
With 4 points.
Yeah.
Hey, a positive number. Like, yeah. There hasn't been a week so far where I haven't finished above zero.
This week, we had add points to other people rather than...
Brianna was marking it this week, and she thought negative points were unethical.
So. I do enjoy positive numbers there.
She's making up for calling Sam heartless. By,
yeah. But she hasn't made it up, because I'm still third.
No,
she made it up, she'd be giving me points.
I stand firm with my point. He hates Rick Astley for no absolute reason.
No, I'm
reason.
With you, Brianna.
For real reasons. You can't discern them.
Child. Okay, continue with the points.
Continue with the points. In second place, it is with 8 points. Ella.
Oh yes!
Which means for the third week of three on a hat trick right at the moment, we have Jamie winning with 9.
Oh, Sam, I'm on your side now.
Yeah.
We will be bitter on this side of the table.
Okay,
it was by 1 point. It was just one point.
I'm happy. This is the first time I finished with above zero.
I'm just happy with positive points, you know.
Yes, it's. So after that,
never going to be able to listen to Rick Astley again.
No, it's going to be massively tainted. I'm very, very sorry. Is that a good thing, though?
No.
We'll decide next week where hopefully the titan that is Jamie of So Many Lies will be beaten by Ella and Sam. But for now, we've got some Bombay Bicycle Club with Luna.
This is URN,
the drama show breakdown.
I will be.